Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 23rd, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Phillips Brooks. Among the Episcopal preachers in the 19th century, there were few who could even claim to be in the same league as Phillips Brooks. His sermons remain powerful, speaking to the heart even today. But his reputation then and now was not only as a compelling preacher. His pastoral work was widely admired, and his renovation of Trinity Church in Boston was ahead of its time. Most notable among the architectural innovations was the fact that he placed the altar right in the center of the chancel, rather than toward the back or against the wall. The extent to which that is a common placement in Episcopal churches today is a testament to his influence on liturgical theology and practice. But all of these practices, his liturgical reforms, his pastoral ministry, and his remarkable preaching, were born of the same thing: a burning desire for his flock to experience the love of God as a present reality in their lives. It's for this reason that the lectionary passage chosen for today is from the letter to the Ephesians. Paul writes, "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Phillips Brooks ended his ministry as Bishop of Massachusetts. At the time of his death in 1893, conservative and liberal Episcopalians alike claimed him as their own. Everyone saw in this man an example of Christian ministry in all its fullness. Phillips Brooks was the kind of priest, pastor, and prophet that anyone could be proud of, because he concentrated his ministry on showing the love of God to everyone he came across. And that's an evangelism strategy that transcends theological, liturgical, or political differences. Let us pray. O everlasting God, you revealed truth to your servant Phillips Brooks, and so formed and molded his mind and heart that he was able to mediate that truth with grace and power. Grant, we pray, that all whom you call to preach the gospel may steep themselves in your word and conform their lives to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org for the Feast of the Ordination of Florence Lee Timoy. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.